Ronald Rael is an architect and artist whose work draws attention to the U.S.-Mexico border. In 2019, he built a set of teeter-totters that hung in the balance on the border wall. He's recently launched another project just across the border from Arizona in Nogales, Sonora. He spoke with KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young about that.
So can you start by telling us a little bit about what your new project is?
Sure. The new project is called Pedacito de la Tierra. The translation of that is a little piece of home, even though tierra means earth. And the reason in Spanish we call it Pedacito de la Tierra is because part of the project involves building traditional earthen ovens in migrant shelters along the U.S.-Mexico border. It's a larger project that's bringing better hospitality to migrant shelters along the U.S.-Mexico border, including educational facilities, improved gardens. It's really a revisiting of these shelters and improving them through design. But a central piece of this is these construction of earthen ovens.
And why ovens?
There's a little bit of a backstory here related to my own history. I come from southern Colorado, which was the northernmost frontier of the Mexican Republic before the U.S.-Mexican War. And my family is indigenous to this region. And we live a life that is the life of borderlands people. We speak two languages. We make cuisine that is hybrid cuisine. We also have a tradition in cooking in these earthen ovens. But I never knew how intimate this history was because my great-grandmother was known as a famous cook in our village, but I did not know that she cooked her food in an earthen oven like this. And so when I discovered that about 3 years ago, I started to build them myself. And when I was asked during an interview like this what I would like to do along the U.S.-Mexico border someday as another project, I said I'd love to build ovens along the U.S.-Mexico border to bring people together around food, around stories, around recipes from where they're from. And so it brings, as the title of the project is, a little piece of home to the shelters. And because it's fire, because it's food, because it's warmth, it really instills all those qualities into the shelter and brings people from different countries together around this fundamental and essential thing that we all share.
Yeah, and I understand the first of these hornos that you built was in Nogales. What was actually involved with building it? Because I know it's not simple.
It began by, because we're now in the time of pandemic, we asked the members of the shelter community if they would begin making the bricks. And they've been quarantined in their shelter, and they have had no cases of COVID in their shelter. So we didn't go there, but they began to make the bricks. And so they had 600 bricks ready. And so I did arrive along with a filmmakers to document this process to Nogales after we were tested for COVID just that same day. And we came into the shelter and we began with the community to construct it. But really the first question I asked everyone when I introduced myself, I asked everyone, how many of you have lived in an adobe house or have experienced an adobe house? And how many of you have cooked or have experienced an adobe oven? And it seemed like the majority of the adults raised their hands. And so that was great for me. That made me feel comfortable because it made me realize that we're going to be doing this together. And this was not something foreign being just dropped on them and we're going to do this thing with some artist, but instead everyone was really behind it and excited about it and opinionated about it. And that was really great, right? Everybody had their opinions like, well, this is how we build hornos. This is how we do it. And that for me was a learning experience also for me, because it's through that act of sharing that people get to know each other.
And what was the first meal that you got to cook in there?
Oh, so we had a celebratory meal. There were about 200 residents of that shelter called Casa de la Misericordia. And so that oven that we made is so large, it can hold about 100 loaves of bread at once. And we were cooking using walnut wood because Nogales means walnut. We're cooking with wood that's specific to a place, and we're using the earth that's specific to a place, and it's imparting its own qualities into the food as well. And so we made breads and meats and vegetables
And you began this project when Donald Trump was president. We now have a new administration with a different approach to the border and immigration policies. Has your project changed at all, or the message you're trying to send? Is it different in any way now?
Well, the borderlands work that I've been doing began in 2002, and it has gone through several presidential administrations and also several different narratives about what the border is. The border at one time was a place for drugs. Later it was a place for terrorists, and now it's a place where immigrants are, and they're all seen as perceived threats. I think those narratives will always evolve and change. And the work has always evolved and changed responding to those perceived threats. But I would say that we're in a moment of enlightenment. And so I think those barriers are actually coming down, and that we can start to build bridges.
And what do you think will be next for you?
Well, there are going to be more ordinals being constructed along the border. I mean, when I proposed this project, I said we'd build hundreds. And I don't know if that's a realistic possibility, but we're looking at a migrant shelter in Tijuana, where they're very excited, and that might happen in the next few months. So those are the projects. The projects are thinking more about how we can go beyond hospitality, beyond the fundamentals of survival, and build with communities so that they have a stake and a claim and an ownership in these projects. And it involves what are the basic necessities of life, but I think being made and designed in beautiful and meaningful ways.
That is artist and architect Ronald Real. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Katie.
And that was KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young, who's contributing some stories and interviews like this one over the next several weeks.